Here's another outstanding campaign where, once again, the results were measured in actual sales. Our next guest is Keith Lehman. Keith ran his campaign when he was the New South Wales State Sales Manager with the steel merchant Union Steel. The Union Steel Company sells steel from stock as well as providing a processing service. They are in a classic service industry. And as their customers can buy identical products and services from up to 10 other suppliers, competition is hot. Indeed, as many customers will call for two or three quotes before they order, keeping their name in front of steel buyers and getting the opportunity to quote is vital. So in a new business promotion that ran for 4 months, Union Steel set up a simple competition. Any steel buyer that requested a quote or placed an order in excess of $5,000 was automatically in the draw to win Westinghouse and Simpson appliances. To keep their name and number in front of steel buyers and get those quotes rolling in, Union Steel gave their sales force a most unusual sales presenter, 700 cartons of peanuts. And this carton was different. The four sides of the carton carried a cartoon comic strip and told a simple story, how a customer had a tight deadline to meet and Union Steel saved the day. Here's that interview we recorded with Keith after the campaign was over. Keith, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Keith, how did the customers react to the comic strip printed on the carton?
I think it really took them by surprise. It was totally different to anything that they'd seen before. One of the main objectives of the campaign was to increase our sale of processed steel. That's where we cut, drill and shape steel. In other words, adding value to the basic price per tonne. So the carton included a message about our new processing equipment. And most of the customers left the carton sitting on their desk, so they would have read that cartoon story time and time again. It tended to capture their attention, and it brought a smile to their face. And that's really the reason why we did it. It was different. The steel industry is so conservative, and by doing something different, our customers and prospects noticed Union Steel.
Could you tell me how the promotion worked?
Sure. We selected a group of customers that had the potential to purchase more from Union Steel, and we gave that list of names to our representatives. And each rep wrote the customer's name on the jar and then hand-delivered the carton to the customers in their territory, explaining what the promotion was about. It might sound a little bit silly asking our sales force to deliver a jar of peanuts, but that was part of the plan. It gave our reps a really crazy reason to call out, and it tended to be an icebreaker for them. As you know, we ran a competition to increase the request for quotations. And what normally happens when our customers tender for work, the first step is to get a price for the steel. So quotes are really crucial to our business, and the more quotes we get, the better our chances are of selling steel. We had some special A4 pads of quote forms printed with the headline, "We're going nuts to win your business," on the top of each page, and gave every customer one of those pads. So when they wanted a price, they just filled in the items they wanted and faxed it back to us. They came in by the hundreds. And to keep the promotion alive, we put all the quotes in a box and drew one out every month for 3 months and gave that customer an email appliance. After the winner was drawn, we printed their name on a refill pack of peanuts and then mailed that out to the customer. So they were able to top up their jars and kept the Union Steel name on their desks.
And how did your sales force feel about having this unusual presenter?
Well, I think they were a little bit unsure to begin with, but that soon changed. The carton of nuts acted as a talking point right throughout the campaign, and often our reps would call on a customer who would have eaten the nuts, and he'd ask, "Where's my refill?" And the usual reply was something like, "Just give us another order and we'll send you more nuts." I think that summarises the campaign. The nuts relaxed everyone and made it easy for customers to joke with our reps and break down those barriers.
Well, Keith, the campaign has now finished. What was the result?
In a word, it was fantastic. The easiest way we could measure the success of the promotion was to keep a track of the number of quotations that we received. And that was quite easy for us because we've been doing that for a number of years. At any one point in time, we could tell the number of quotations that we receive per month. I've got the figures for the campaign. The results were really outstanding. over the 3 months, we pulled in hundreds of quotes on the specially printed forms. Our requests for quotes for the supply of X-stock steel increased by 153%, and the quotes for processed steel increased by 167%. I might add that when we ran the promotion, industry sales were fairly ordinary, so we were extremely pleased with the tremendous increase in the number of quotes we received. Of course, the question everybody wants to know is did we increase sales? And the answer is yes. Whilst I can't give you the actual results for the sales that we made, everyone knows sales is a numbers game. The more quotes you get, the more sales you'll make. I can tell you this, however, when you increase quotes by 150% a month for 3 months running, a sales increase must follow. In our case, it did. The conclusion we've all drawn is that doing something different works.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, you don't need to spend megabucks on expensive prices to make the promotions work. They work because people had fun. And receiving a specially printed carton of nuts is fun for most people. And don't forget the refills to keep the promotion alive and your name in front of your buyers.
Thanks very much for sharing this campaign with us today.
My pleasure.